sitting here with Nate Clark of John Deere. Nate, tell us a little bit about John Deere's investment into the FFA.
John Deere is a proud supporter of FFA. I think we've been investing in FFA now for 74 years. We're approaching our 75th anniversary, and we couldn't be more proud. I was telling some of your colleagues a little bit earlier, they were asking us why do we love FFA, and it's because of the young women and men that we have the opportunity to get to know and experience at convention. This year, I think you're expecting between 60 and 70,000 folks from all over the United States. And when we come here and we get a chance to interact with them, we see really the future of the world before us. There are so many bright young women and men who have the potential to help address some of the challenges that the world's going to face. Our booth this year is based on the theme of Mission 2050. We know that in 2050 there's going to be a world of about 9.6 or 9.7 billion people. And one of the challenges that creates is the need and the opportunity to find ways to feed and otherwise sustain them. One of the challenges that we appreciate at John Deere is that in order to feed just that population, we're going to need to double current agricultural production levels. And the women and men that we see with FFA are going to play a key role in that. So our support in FFA is not just simply a support in some great young women and men. These young women and men will be the key to addressing global challenges that we all face.
All over social media, John Deere has made an impact, I should say, in social media with FFA members and alumni across the United States. Recently, I was on social media and saw a new video that John Deere had released supporting agriculture and FFA. Tell me a little bit about that video and the story behind it.
Oh, that's a great question. We're really proud and excited by the response that we've seen to this Many Hats campaign. As we were thinking about our almost 75 years of support of FFA, one thing kept on coming back to us, and it was the personal interactions that we've all had with wonderful FFA members. And in thinking about that commercial and in thinking about our convention presence this year, we very much wanted to honor and show the face of FFA and the many ways that FFAers are improving the quality of life for people around the world. So the Many Hats campaign was a celebration of all things FFA by featuring those people who contribute to it. And hopefully when people come to the booth, not only will they see some of the young women and men featured in that commercial, but they'll also be able to, through our social media campaign convention, be able to feature themselves and celebrate themselves in the ways that they're going to contribute to improving the world by 2050.
Nearly 75 years of support is very impressive. Is there a future? Are you hoping to continue support the FFA?
Oh, sure. Last year, actually, I think it was earlier this year, we were very proud to announce a continued five-year commitment at a high level. These decisions are very easy for us for a lot of the reasons why I stressed earlier. FFA is a vehicle or a catalyst for bringing out the best in young women and men around the United States. We see not only in their leadership potential, but in the things that they're returning to their communities, that FFAers are one of the most powerful group of young women and men that we have the opportunity to support, and we are so proud to do it. There is a bright future for our relationship with FFA going forward.
Thank you to John Deere for your nearly 75-year commitment in the future of agriculture, and thank you, Nate Clark of John Deere, for sitting down with us and speaking about the impact that FFA has played within John Deere. For FFA Today, I'm Thomas Shaw.